Brethren, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious, dear parishioners, I would like to comment on these beautiful exhortations that St. Paul gives us in today's epistle. They are seemingly on various topics, but of course they're all held together by what he says. He who sows in the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap life everlasting. Of course, if someone sows in the flesh, from the flesh they will reap corruption. So it's that idea of what are we habitually doing? What actions, what good habits are we performing on a consistent basis? And let us always be reminded that we are creatures of habit. We're either forming good habits or we're forming evil habits, bad habits. And we get accustomed to doing things in a certain way. And it takes more effort to acquire a good habit because we have to overcome inertia. We have to overcome fallen human nature. Often we're overcoming temptations of the devil, the attraction of the world. That's not easy. You know, one analogy that comes to my mind in trying to acquire virtue is the idea of a plane getting off the ground and getting to 30,000 feet in the air. How does that happen? That plane weighs a couple of hundred tons. And to think that it can be 6 miles, 5 or 6 miles above the earth, how does that happen? And of course, we know scientific principles are at work. You know, there's thrust from the jet engines, and then there's the Bernoulli effect, that lift that's in the wings. And the plane has to consume an enormous amount of fuel to get up to cruising altitude. Once it's up there, the pilot can cut way back on the fuel consumption. I remember reading in an airplane magazine that 737 at cruising altitude is only consuming a couple of gallons of kerosene per mile. Now, that's not good mileage for a car, for a truck, but for something that's, you know, close to 200 tons and moving at hundreds of miles an hour, that's amazing. But it has to use up probably a good quarter of its fuel just to get up to that level. So that's the way it is. It will always be this way for fallen human nature. It's going to take that great effort, consistent effort, to overcome a bad habit with a good habit. But fortunately, it won't always take the same amount of effort. Now, you can't just quit and say, I'm at cruising level, I can just do nothing. We know what will happen then. And that is the continued danger in the spiritual life. I've accomplished a lot, I can now coast. No, we can never just coast. We will always have to be making efforts. But fortunately, the power of habit can be very much on our side. So St. Paul is talking about good habits, about sowing good deeds. That reminds me of what St. Augustine said. We just had his feast day this past week. Sow an act, reap a habit. Like sowing seeds. Sow that action. If you keep repeating it, you'll be reaping a habit from that. St. Paul tells us, live by the Spirit. In other words, our values are not earthbound, worldly, inspired by, certainly we don't want inspired by the devil or the world. We're inspired by the gospel. That's how we walk by the Spirit. We don't be envious of one another. Rejoice in the good that others accomplish. And if they have more in the material sense, so be it. Let's not fall into envy, as St. Paul says. He also tells us to, in a charitable way, when it's appropriate, to admonish someone. But as we do so, remember, we're fallen too. Be careful in admonishing others that we ourselves do not let ourselves fall, especially if it's in that area in which we're admonishing. Bear one another's burdens. Wasn't that what the crowd was doing in today's gospel? This widow whose only son died. We read a large gathering from the town was with her. What were they doing? They were helping her to bear her enormous grief, her burden of having lost not just her husband, but her son. Of course, none of them knew that that was the opportunity in which Jesus was going to raise him from the dead and give him back to his mother. Were they praying for a miracle like that? Probably not. But they were accepting the fact that death happens. We're all going to die. And even that young man and his mother obviously had to die. But this was the time for this great miracle of a resurrection to take place. But we see again them helping her with her burden. And if we do that, St. Paul says, you will fulfill the law of Christ. And then he tells us, again, just wonderful counsels in today's epistle. If you think yourself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceives himself. Oh, the virtue of humility. We think we've accomplished a lot or done a lot, and it's so critical to be humble, to stay humble, to remember where all good comes from. I remember Father Clement Kubisch, one of the things he said in his inimitable way, he says, every so often I say, Blessed Mother, if I ever get proud, please clobber me. We do get humbled, but that's good. Pride is very, very bad. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for what a man sows, that he will also reap. That's the recurring theme again. What actions are you sowing in your daily life? Are we all sowing? You know, another way to look at this is we can't do something bad and expect a good outcome. And that would be mockery of God, to do something bad and say, God will take care of it. God does not allow himself to be mocked. What we sow, that we shall reap. And of course, we want to sow those good actions with the help of God's grace. It's only by the help of God's grace. I'm sure we all find great inspiration in one of these closing sentences, in doing good, let us not grow tired, for in due time we shall reap if we do not relax. How often have we felt tired and discouraged in our efforts? Discouraged in prayer. Maybe we've prayed for something for many months or years even, and the answer doesn't seem to be there. But St. Paul tells us, let us not grow tired. In other words, keep persevering. Perseverance. I'm reminded of what St. Alphonsus Liguori says, we need to pray every single day for the grace of final perseverance. That's why our prayer life is so important. And he says, if we neglect to pray on some days for final perseverance, it's like a chain that has missing links. What good is that chain? So that's the picture that he paints for us. We want to have every day of our life, that link is there, praying for the gift of final perseverance, and God will give it to us. Therefore, while we have time, let us do good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of faith. So St. Paul is reminding us about priorities. Yes, we should practice charity to all, do good to all, but who do we owe it to first, ahead of the unbelievers, to our fellow believers in the faith? So this 15th Sunday after Pentecost, wonderful exhortations from St. Paul, and he's reminding us of the power of good habit. Let us keep striving for that consistency in our daily lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.